conservative. I wondered if you've been able to get some of your calls made, little buddy.
I called Matthew last night.
Yeah.
And, he was delighted.
Is he gonna try to get the, into some of the problem you had, the problem of the hearing, both Fulbright and Morgan, and of course we just got to get that turned off.
But,
did you talk to Mansfield about that?
I talked to Mansfield and I said, look, this is a very delicate period, and anything you can do to get these hearings turned off. I just know that Morgan wanted to do something too.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to, but he's got a bunch of radicals on his committee, and so he's being positive.
And,
how did you explain to Mansfield?
Well, I said that, this is what we have wanted from the beginning, and they've now done it, and I'm here for them,
did you tell him that you wanted a briefing first and then I briefed him?
I told him that and he said, he was in no hurry about these briefs. I could call him on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I wanted to wait until after the session carriage, he would fully understand.
So he was fully responsible in that.
That's right.
So he wasn't up to the ball like you see, some of these guys are getting a little silly, like Humphrey and Cassidy, good job.
Humphrey,
too? Yeah. Yeah, he said it was a national outrage, and that's exactly what the president left his senses or something like that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
the
I heard about.
Yeah. But what they're doing, they're simply reflecting, you know, the little smell of blood, that was all they thought they had. It. Taxi just an ass.
Yeah, exactly, has been all over the land.
I wonder if you could get Humphrey a call or if you just ignore him.
I think we should ignore Humphrey.
That'd be my deal. The others, it's very important that just Albert and Ford, Mansfield and Scott. Adair, and Stennis and Goldwater.
Right.
Rockefeller,
he was divided.
Right.
But of course, that doesn't mean anything.
No, he'd be the right. He's always with it.
Would have expected him.
Right. And, right.
But,
okay.
But Matthew was very
disturbed. Well, we'll get there. I'll get Timothy to make the call to the others after the announcement is made and read it to them after the bill. It'd be good that they all. We've got to have a few of our people.
Right, but I'll call the division gate.
Yeah. And, I think there's a fear you can have in the one point that was very interesting to me, but, you know, with all of the talk about the bombing, when I was reading Warren yesterday, I got into this and reminded her, you know, I called him again this morning because he said that he didn't know how to answer the question as to why did he make the new decision and why didn't the president or go on to explain why they made this decision on and then on. I said, well, aren't you aware, Jared, that it's not a decision at all? I said, this is a major decision. What happened was that when there were serious negotiations early in October, the president temporarily suspended above the 20th as long as negotiations were serious. And when there became an impasse, he just resumed what he'd been doing before.
Exactly.
You see my point?
Exactly.
It's a very powerful point that if you see any of these, there's a kind of thing that has to be made that made very strongly to people of that sort. And has it occurred to you that that's, in other words, that's just the basis of the law of national crime, editorial, a lot of the rest. It's all false.
Well, Mr. Benjamin, I think the Los Angeles Times and all the other newspapers that propose it, it is always the same thing.
As a matter of fact, let me tell you, I don't think that Sandy and Humphrey and Erica are representing a great feeling in the country. I don't
I don't know what you run through out there because you're a small plane, but I don't think this is a danger.
I think in part that I do believe, Mr. President, that it would be helpful if this had gone on for you to go on television.
If it had gone on.
That's right.
Oh yes, yes.
Because people want it to be, but they're sort of puzzled. They don't quite understand.
That's right.
But there isn't the insane emotion. I mean, when I go to dinner parties here, I was at a dinner party last night, and Mike Wallace happened to be in town.
Oh, yeah.
He was there. But after a little mumbling, he said, God, the president must want me more than anyone else. He said, he basically came out the right way.
Yeah.
So that I think that if you went on television, now it's sexy.
Yeah, that's a damn good thing I didn't go on at the beginning. I would have heard all this stuff right there. You see, if the debate was still pretty bad, but now the debate is just beginning, that in the last two or three days.
Right.
Now we'll fill it with this one announcement.
Exactly. But what's the thing that we must absolutely do this is the thing that worries me about this thing. I mean, not so you are bigger, but we have to avoid voting. About a victory.
Don't worry, there's nobody's gonna vote it. You can't control the primary by senators, you just understand that.
Except that it's really very dangerous. If a lot of them get out, they're gonna get these guys again. If going through 3 days of losing their mantle when they get there.
I don't think on the other hand, you've got to make these calls because these people are our friends and they've got to deal with the that we're at least, letting them know I'm in on the game.
Right.
There's nobody around here that would vote. I mean, Rogers is out of town, Laird is out of town, Rush isn't going to say anything. Nobody from Warren isn't saying anything. It's simply telling. We've got it really heavily controlled.
Right.
But I can't guarantee the Congress will attend to this, that's for sure.
Right, but I can't. They should be encouraged, so to say, anything, because I really think it would be...
All it can do is to be told what the announcement is. They have to know that.
Right, that's it. But I think it's going to quiet it down.
Well, you make your calls, and I'll call you later, so you know how that works.
Right, fine.